When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like to apologize
for what?
To absolutely no one. The two-time champ does absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we're rolling.
Main Chapter Podcast episode 239, I believe. 2Dams the Real is back. The Real is back. If you don't know who I am by now, do your Googles.
Can you really say the Real is back since he apologised?
Well, that's actually not bad.
Can you just take it off?
I'm changing.
Do you know what? I just like the saying. I've always vibed with it.
You're not even from the Real. What? From RM16.
Why would you take issue with this on episode 239?
You're in Chafford 100, mate.
Okay, let's remix it then.
For good.
The Chiz is back.
Whoa! Yo.
What did you think I said?
The jizz is back.
It's too early.
That is nasty work. The jizz is back. The Real is back. I am him. Himmy Neutron in the flesh. Himothy, DK dancing. Watch your back. The best member of the DSS. I'm gonna pass it to my partner.
Coulson is see Don Colone in the building, the one and only, aka L. Coolins.
Want to throw it to your partner after the jizz is back. Yo.
No one said the jizz is back. No one's doing that.
Aka. That's what I thought. Aka L. Coolins, aka C Note, aka. I'm not Hollywood Carl anymore. Aka.
Oh, no. He's lost.
I'm not even Coulson News anymore. Just call me Collins now. Aka Dog Dad. Coming for your left ear, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, you name it, we dare. Episode 239, let's get it.
It's E-Y-G-4-5, the first. The G is solid on my name, 4-5 is silent.
Come on.
It's Genghis Chibogwe.
Come on.
Black Mamba Dove, Prince of the East, Tinfoil Hat Eames.
Mm-hmm.
Chia Yam.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's who we is. That's who we ain't. God is great.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Blessings on blessings on blessings. Yeah, dig.
Blessings on blessings. Cases on cases on cases on cases on cases.
That's insane. he is.
What's up, baby?
Yo, come to the after party and change your vibrations.
Whoa!
That's crazy.
No, thank you.
Immediately no.
Do you think you would have gone to one of his parties? And let's say you're just a new young star, you're budding, and he invites you. You don't know too much. Because this is all somewhat...
I think you can choose whatever you want to do in those parties. Mm. However, the people that attend those parties for that purpose in terms of... the workers is in question about. Whether they're of age or not of age. So I've been in a situation where I could have been in a party,
lest you forget,
and I turned it down.
I would have gone. You're a better man than me.
I would have gone
first flight.
I don't know if I would have gone.
I don't think you understand what was given, like in terms of the options that were given to me. He said any.
Unless he was saying like, you have to do stuff for me, I'm going. Like, he said he was gonna. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Nah. It's too fishy.
Single as well.
I won't go. There's a catch.
Why?
There's a cost.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. That's what he said. Did he say you have to do something for him?
No, but no, he wouldn't. No. But he was not gonna tell you until you're there in a compromising situation. Like, yeah, you're not going home until you fulfill this contractual obligation.
Yeah. And my boy said, you can't get on.
That's yeah,
crazy.
Sure. So. You can't get on. No true words have been spoken.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson.
Oh, RIP to a real one.
Rest in peace.
I mean, also rest in peace to the victims from that fateful night.
So for somebody like me who doesn't actually know what happened, nor have I seen any of like the documentary and stuff.
We watched the documentary. We watched the docuseries, the acting.
American Horror Story?
No.
American True Crime.
The People versus OJ.
Yeah, America. Yeah.
I didn't watch it.
It's pretty good actually. I'd give it a watch.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it. Did he actually do it?
Yeah, he did it. There's no denying. Like, there's no doubt in the back of my mind. Like, and you know what? Have I? Black man in America got away with murder, double homicide. Shit's insane. But he did it.
Damn.
I don't even know.
I think he's the only person to ever get away with that. It was so him. It was ridiculous. Like, it's actually a real injustice.
Really?
I think we're laughing, but it's serious what he got away with.
Bruh. And he put out a book after saying,
I would have got away with it. He didn't get it. He was found guilty in the civil case.
No confessions.
Shout out to Viola, man. How to get away with it. He did that shit. And he got away with that shit.
For real.
That's crazy.
What? Hey, listen.
But the rebrand on it is where.
Oh,
it
what
is.
With them, man? Yeah,
yeah. I think
I wouldn't even know he had cancer.
I didn't know, but when he was speaking, like when they said, "Oh, you're losing weight," yeah, I'm taking blueberries because it's very anti. Like he was very health conscious at this time of his life, so it's like, okay. But yeah, man, rest in peace to him. But it was some of the things that he got off on It Is What It Is, where like Mace was just saying some stuff. It's like, you need to know who, like, you remember who I am, like.
Right.
It's like, I don't want no beef with you, OJ. I don't want no beef with you, Jones.
Because he's really about it.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
The CTE
and
was...
then him telling Mace to tuck in his shirt.
Right.
I think that's just funny. But then you forget, like, this is, he was a top tier athlete.
Mm.
And like, this is what
Mace's whole being is funny to me.
Continue. I'll mention it in a bit.
I was just gonna say Mace's whole being is funny to me.
Why?
Nah, just that the way he's built.
You're gonna have to land on this one.
What do you mean?
Pause.
No, the way he's not. It's not like his head shape is crazy. And it's only gotten crazier the older he's gotten. He best pray he never goes bald.
You know when you notice something but you don't actually realise until someone else says it?
Yeah. I've noticed it my whole life. I was like, how did God make that?
Nah, I can't unsee it. That's so funny.
Talking about head shapes, I've always thought that Diddy was like Somali.
Oh yeah.
Them
man all look the same. Them Eritreans.
Nah.
Copy
stop
and
it,
paste.
Stop it.
What Eritreans?
Eritreans, Ethiopians, and Somalis do not look alike.
No, but I'm saying... let me land.
I don't think you've seen Eritreans.
No, what I'm saying is they all look like they're from their ends. So an Eritrean, I could tell an Eritrean off rip.
Nah.
Easy.
I'm East and Eritreans are specific.
But also, they all have a specific look.
Somalis, yes.
Nah, Eritreans as well.
Not Somalis. Not Eritreans.
Them man all have a look. That's why when you told me Ruby Rose was Eritrean, I was like, I see it. Immediately.
No.
For me, anyway, that's for me. Somalis, listen.
Yeah, they're obvious.
God really said copy and paste with that, like, people.
They are somewhat obvious, yes.
Is that racist?
But
no!
That's kind of racist.
I don't get the argument, you all look alike. Yeah, I bloody well hope so. We're all black. Like.
And this is no disrespect either. Like, there is a certain type of how you look.
Yeah.
Like, this is not to par you off in any way, shape, or form. I don't know if it's Eritreans or Eritreans or Eritreans. At the end of the day.
Eritreans!
Them mine specifically. I mean, the gal out there. No.
God took time.
So they are not the same.
What are you saying?
You're saying like they look.
They have a look.
Nah.
You don't think Eritreans have a look?
Not what I've seen.
What have you seen? You're from Issa. I don't know.
But then again, you know what? You could get the same with Tanzanians, because a lot of people, they would mistake Tanzanians for having a certain type of look. But then you have to realize that there's 40
But the Kenyans
people.
Have a, Kenyans have a look.
Yeah.
See,
Kenyans. I mean, because I'm
yeah,
there.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
like
there. You're there.
I can see it.
You like, know it.
Yeah.
You seen that live-o?
Yeah.
You seen them in their habitat.
Oh God. Yeah.
So I hear it, but yeah, to me, Eritreans, Somalis. I'm not saying they look the same, but they have a look, and that look says copy and paste throughout the whole people. But more so out of the two of them, Somalis.
Even Sudanese. Sudanese. I have not seen many Sudanese individuals, but like, and I'm not talking about like there's a certain type of Sudanese that's like extremely dark complexion, but I'm talking about the Sudanese that you can mistake for the Somali, Eritrean.
Oh,
Ethiopian.
I see.
Yeah, I've not really seen many Sudanese.
I don't think you would. I don't feel like they leave their country.
No comment.
Well, Sudanese people, get at us.
Oh God.
Yeah, shout out to Sudanese, Eritreans.
So where do you think Mace is from originally?
I think, you know, I do think Mace is West African, but that head shape is insane.
I think Big Sean is Tanzanian.
Big Sean's Nigerian, bro.
No, I could see him. I could see him in Tanzania bopping around.
You think?
Without the braids.
Maybe.
Big Sean looks Nigerian to me.
What's it? I should put that boing boing on my shirt. Hey, yo, Big Sean is the worst rapper maybe ever.
No.
He's up there. He's up there. Four. He's one of he's one of the worst rappers
he's
of all time. Four, he's got one good album.
So
and
right?
I love that one good album, but my God, is he bad?
Was Ye right?
Well, like,
but about yeah, he's terrible.
No, man, he's not
he's
right.
Terrible. Oh, he's so bad.
He's so wrong for that. He's so wrong for that, man. Big Sean has some good projects.
She goes down on my boing boing and it goes up. What did he say? She boing boing?
Then no. Go boing or something like that.
And then go boy. Big Sean is terrible. I'm sorry to say. And you man know how I feel. I've been on this hate train, so it's not new. This is hate coming live from England.
He has some good projects.
He's got one.
He's got a few.
No.
Dark Sky Paradise.
That's it.
The one not before that. What's the
Metro Boomin is a criminal for letting him
Detroit
have.
Detroit is cold. Have you heard Detroit?
Oh no, yeah.
Even his verse on Control was
Detroit
cold.
Is great. He's got some good projects, man. You can't rub man out. I'm sorry.
He's one of the worst I've ever heard.
Nah, you're hyperbole, man. He's not that bad.
He's not bad.
Who's the worst rapper you've ever heard then?
Enemy Chopper.
If what?
I were a bear bitch, I wanna fuck. Have you heard the song?
No. Enemy Chopper is great.
Have you heard a song he just put out?
Nah, what's he saying?
I can't even play it. I'm gonna play the first few bars of it.
We should start playing music on here and see if we get in trouble.
You will.
Oh, YouTube will not.
No, it's not YouTube. It's the labels. You have to have. So I spoke to shouts to Manny Matthews, and I spoke to them, and basically he said you would have to have permission from the label.
How does Joe do it then? Because he's not.
He's kind of promoting the song.
It's Payola.
Yeah.
The label will give him whatever to play it. And then whoever he's distributing from will have an agreement to play certain catalogue and so on and so forth. Because they have the money.
Yeah, and because he's not in the music industry as we would perceive. However, he has those relations where he can go to the labels and say, give me the rights to play these songs.
Mm.
Give me the rights. So play any song at any given time. And they'll probably be like, yeah. And they'll probably be like, because of promotional, whatever the case is.
That's fine.
Fair.
Okay, fair.
But with YouTube, you'll cut it out because...
Yeah, YouTube I know won't play if we try to do it. Mm. But would they take down on Spotify if we try to do it?
Most likely. Because where does it be for Universal? So it's a dub. It's almost not worth doing it.
Yeah.
Go on.
Alright, let me just try to play the first.
I'll take it out.
Few bars of this. Hang on. Hang on.
What is he on? What's the name of this song?
Slap Me Out Too. Hang on, wait. There's one bar. I need to find it. Hang on.
Do these people not have friends?
Clearly not. Clearly not. They ain't got nobody.
That's insane. Wow.
The video is even worse.
I've got to see this for myself then.
I'm going to put it in the chat.
Wow.
And you guys can think about it for yourself. I don't know how we got here. I can't believe we're here. Yeah.
Nah, shit's insane. He's got to go to jail for that. Boy, I like him as well. He's done some stuff I've really enjoyed.
I haven't listened to much of his music, to be honest. But that's the only thing I've heard, which I think
is... It doesn't bode well, but no, he's actually all right. But that is a bad song. I can't defend that.
Man said Slap Me Out too.
There's a Slap Me Out one? He's insane for that.
Yeah. All right, what's your Mount Rushmore of shittest artists then? So Big Sean's the top.
Oh, 100%. He's El Presidente.
Wow. And you know what's mad? It's because I never really subscribed to Spotify at the time where music was at its highest. So I never really got to enjoy music thoroughly because I just downloaded the stuff.
Mm.
I
don't know how you did that for so long.
Like, for example, Views. I have a download of Views. So like when it came out, I was banging the album constantly. Mm. I spoke about, what's his name, Future and Hendrix, both. Downloads.
You still didn't have a streaming service when Damn came out?
No, I didn't. So like, I know like when it came out, it was just like, wow.
You must know the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear it.
This Wolf guy feel like laughing to the bank like,
Yeah. Mount Rushmore, so Big Sean.
You feel some type of way then?
Eminem.
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 Eminem is crazy.
Nah, saying Eminem is hating, but actually, you know what? Yes, old Eminem. I can't stand that boy.
I'd argue new Eminem.
That's what I'm saying, as in old, like, he's old now.
What do you mean?
He is old.
Oh, I thought you meant as an old Eminem.
New Eminem, this man fixes his mouth to say, that's an awfully hot coffee pot.
That's actually how he raps as well. That's the
funny thing. My God. This current version of Eminem is so bad. Bro, put down the mic. It's okay. You're a GOAT. You're one of the greatest to ever do it. Forget being white. You're just one of the best.
Do you know who needs to be on that? Mount Rushmore? And I've listened to him a lot. Logic.
Oh, it's such a shame, man. Logic was supposed to be him.
My nigger.
It's that genius video where they're dissecting his lyrics and he's explaining what he's saying and he's like talking about how his dad's like, his mum's a cracker and his dad's like a nigger. And I was thinking, this is just...
That's an identity crisis that he needs to
see. I'm so upset because he was supposed to be him. That album where he's in space... is so good.
His first album's really good. I know he bites a lot of a Good Kid, Mad City on Under Pressure, the first album, but it's actually a really good album.
Yeah.
The Incredible True Story is a good album as well.
Is that the one with the Suicide song?
No. That's the Space one.
No. The Suicide, let me go through this.
Sorry, we're talking about the same thing. The Space one is the Incredible True Story.
Okay,
I'm saying that's a good album.
Yeah.
The Suicide song is on the album after that.
Okay, I'm just going...
Is
so he's got
I don't even know who's the worst
Under
rapper.
Pressure T-I-T-S
this man's dropped too much. Okay, so the Incredible True Story, Under Pressure, the Incredible True Story,
great albums.
Bobby Tarantino, he was in a good 3 album mixtape run there.
Is Chance the Rapper
dropped,
Chance the Rapper,
yeah, let's put him on there.
I don't know, man, I feel that's harsh.
That last album was ass.
He's giving
and they got divorced. So,
oh, I love my wife. Let's ride a bike.
Yeah, he needs to be on that list.
I showed Lauren that.
Second. I didn't even listen to that album.
Nah, it was so bad. The album sucks.
The album sucks, man.
What's it? Hot water, hot shower. Oh my.
You said this is okay. Oi, get this guy out of here.
Nah, it was so bad. But it's so annoying because Coloring Book and everything before that, forget just Coloring Book, is so good.
Yeah, that's the rapper's cold.
I don't know how we got to that point.
Huh? Vic Mensa.
No, I think.
I'll give him a bly. He's okay. He's a bit jarring, but he's made some good music. Yeah. So I'll give him a bly.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I thought you were talking about Vince Staples.
No.
If you're still talking about Vic Mensa, I'll give him a pass.
Yeah, it's a bit jarring, but fair enough.
I can excuse him as a person because he has done some really good music.
I'm going to put West Side Gun there.
What?
You know what? Because I can't get out of my head the fact that he said Spain versus Liverpool.
That's the name of the episode.
He's actually my favorite artist. But because he said that, he just has to go.
Spain versus Liverpool.
It's so wrong. Who does Luis Garcia play for?
That's funny.
It's wild.
That's crazy.
And like trying to put two words. Nah.
That's so funny. Don't think we're missing anybody painful.
Nah, there's some pretty bad artists.
So Big Sean, Logic, Chance the Rapper. Did we say one more? And Eminem and Meanem.
Conan came and went.
Oh.
Nah, you know what? Conan.
Loki crept for that bar about you ran off of me and he screamed, "You robber."
You robber as a you run off of my belongings. Get this chicken out of here.
He said something else on that. Oh, he had a... Oh, yeah. When you would have thought your boy was Spanish the way I made his panic.
You see what we're saying?
Hey, listen. Krept is one of the best artists the UK to ever produce. I have no... problem saying that, but how do you have two stinkers on one song? That's insanity.
When you do it for long enough, eventually.
Oh yeah, if you do have, yeah, I know, but eventually I just couldn't believe.
You think you say enough good shit?
No, when artists have moments like this, like if I was a artist to a high level, I know I could rely on you, man, in this room. That I'd be like, yo, take that bar out. It's not. That's terrible. How?
Yeah, I guess so. But you know what? It's a lot.
I mean, he's more focused on making...
Nana.
Nana's going to be insanely rich if her name's on the deed.
I'm sure. You must get some kind of royalty.
What's it? The boys on the wheels at motorhomes. Shouts out to Drake, man. What an incredible bar.
Somebody retweeted that verse and I thought, man, he can Drake correct, you know?
Oh, let's not forget it, man. He lets us forget so much. Churchill Downs is an incredible song.
That might be one of his best verses.
I don't even give a fuck what Churchill... Huh?
Cold hearts and heated floors.
That might be one of his best verses.
Niggas whips and chains.
Like a dominatrix.
Niggas that don't fuck with me.
He's linking up with...
Niggas that fuck with me, the fuck with me. Shit's getting ugly.
Yeah.
That will happen.
Shout out to Deej.
Listen. What's it? My man could have said, Jack Harlow could have said whatever he wanted on that song, and he did. And Drake still came through and saved it.
Buying socks off.
This man said, my granddad would be sick if I pull 100 grand out, so I'm not going to pull 100 grand out. And the song, and Drake still saved the song with that bar on it.
There we go.
Incredible performance, incredible rap performance. There's been some really good stuff out recently, man.
Yeah, for real. Speaking of good stuff out, X-Men 97. You guys have seen the first few episodes. Oof, that song goes off still. That theme song still goes off all those years later.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with what I've seen so far. I'm on the first few episodes based off of your recommendation last night. Yeah, it looks like it's going in a really good direction.
I love what they did with Cyclops.
Yeah, he's a real G.
Yeah,
he's jarring, but he's a real G.
Moist, was looking moist on the live action.
They nerfed him.
Oh my god!
They cut him off. Boom. Man's just sliding around. Yeah.
There's no way my girl could kill me.
I mean, it is Jean Grey though. She's smoky.
I don't give a fuck.
She's smoky though. She can kill all of them.
Imagine if your baby
could be Jean Black
was cloned. What would you do now?
What's this?
Your baby's cloned.
Is that what they're saying in the... Does Storm get her powers back? I don't mind that being spoiled.
I haven't got there yet.
They haven't gone back to it yet.
They haven't gone back to it, okay.
They have, but they haven't...
That felt racist.
Yeah.
Yes, guys.
A bullet meant for a white man that a black woman took. Yeah,
Oh, yeah, Magneto's all smoky, though. He was fuming.
Yeah.
Man,
Magneto's him.
Yeah,
he's been him. There's no iteration of the X-Men where Magneto has not been him.
Mm.
Always.
Always.
Nah. What's his name? Michael Fassbender?
Michael Fassbender, smoky. Yeah. Incredible. X-Men First Class, we don't talk about it enough, you know.
And then who was the previous one?
Cyan McKellen, am I right?
Yeah.
Smoky.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. Man came with... The British camp that he added to that role. Chef's kiss, man.
Nah, it's good, man. I think...
It's so lit as well as a power. And the thing is,
like, you could see that he's a senior man.
Mm.
And he just... Yeah. Like, the whole bridge.
Gone. Listen, bro. I think it's got me more excited for what they do with it because it makes you realise how strong the story is and like how it can be done.
Because of what's the one on Amazon? The cartoon.
Invincible. Yeah.
Because of that, they have to compete. Mm. And because of the following of Invincible, they now see a competition and they're like, let's make something similar to that. Mm.
That's not a bad theory. I
think it's pushing towards something that's great.
Yeah, 100%. Because the original one was so good and people loved it so much. I didn't watch it enough personally.
I think it was just everybody who watched it.
Yeah, there's also kids,
but
I would have been reruns.
Yeah, I wasn't really rocking with it.
Everybody who actually watched it properly has said it's one of the best like cartoons ever made, and you can kind of see why when you watch this back because it's very much like deals with like really adult themes and like ties into life stuff. Everything about it, in my opinion, is
incredible. They're doing really well because Stan Lee's initial idea for the X-Men is supposed to be a depiction of race relations, black versus white in the civil rights era. And you can see that clearly. Like, it does feel the hatred for the mutants feels like the hatred that would have been for the blacks of the time. Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm really impressed.
X was just having their foes. In a wheelchair.
In a wheelchair is crazy. I actually don't understand, and maybe someone will be able to explain this better. If he can move objects, why didn't he just move his legs?
Didn't they kind of deal with that? Show that in First Class? Not First Class.
No, First Class, he was taking medication to dampen it.
Or was it not that he was doing it, but then he realised, I can't be asked to do this anymore?
Maybe to...
Is that what happened? I guess, it's been a while since I've seen it. He got shot.
Yeah.
Couldn't use his legs. No, he could use his legs. But then he was like, I don't want to do that anymore. Let me just fucking...
He's walking in Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
I don't remember that film.
Maybe to be able to use his powers to the full extent.
He's walking with the exoskeleton, I believe.
What, the thing that Rhodey has?
Yes.
I need to rewatch them.
But because he got shot in the back.
That scene was so cold.
He can't... He can use his powers to obviously do everything else, but to function properly in his physical with his legs, he would have to dampen his powers.
Mm.
So there is no point. You would just rather just leave the powers and then keep... and then
You'd rather
leave the powers and then just keep walking or use your powers, which has... a greater good.
Yeah.
Keep your legs.
I think that was the reasoning, or at least that's what they came up with in the movies. So yeah, I'm very impressed with what they've done. They are on a little bit of they're in form, is what I'd say. Mm. I don't think it's a return to form, but less has definitely been more. Because what the last thing they gave us was What If, and that was around Christmas.
That was good, wasn't it?
That was incredible. Yeah, What If, I really rocked with What If. But what I'm saying is they've done a few good things. I think they've got something Loki was towards. So in my mind, they're on an upward trajectory with this as well. But let's see how it lands. But so far, I've been impressed. And the praise for it seems to be through the roof. So they seem to be on the right direction. If Deadpool is good, then they're back.
I think so. But for me, I kind of view this as like, it's not even MCU.
That's what
so
we should be speaking about.
I'm enjoying the fact
what,
that
Deadpool?
Nah, Lakeith.
Oh, he's supposed to be
painted silver.
Oh, what, homegirl?
Yeah.
What did Lakeith come out and say?
It was supposed to be Lakeith.
He said that he went for it, but clearly he didn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think it was supposed to be. He went for the role like everyone else.
He went for... No, I think they had Lakeith in mind. Like, it was supposed to... If it was supposed to be a man and Lakeith was the guy.
Yeah,
then they ended up choosing the girl. And it's just like...
She's a great actress, but they've got to... I thought this was... They were stopping this stuff. Like, I'm all... I don't know if you can say this in the same sentence, but I'm all for empowerment. I'm all for seeing roles be diverse, but they've
got to... You might as well come out with a female Jesus. just to hit quota.
I'm not for it.
Needs to stop. So, like, there needs to be a stop.
Yeah.
Like, a line where it says, nah.
They we know who this character is. Because their core audience is men. Like, I'm just sorry to say, like, there's a video I shared with you a few months ago where there are certain things that men like and there's certain things that women like. It just is. And you're pissing off... Your core audience is men and you're pissing them off with decisions like these.
Mm.
There's no need. It doesn't elevate the story. As good an actress as I believe she is, you've already made her life harder because now she has to win over the contingent. Like myself now, who just think you just should have hired a man. For all intents, not even for all intents and purposes, Silver Surfer is a man.
Always been a man.
Always been a man. There's no, if you want to make a great female superhero, I want you to do that. But go and grab a superhero who is already a woman and make a great film about her. Like, you don't need to race bend. It's okay. Like, you don't have to try and please everyone. You're making her a woman in the hopes that it brings in a more female audience. And even, it's not going to happen. You're just going to end up pissing off the man them.
Exactly. And then even like Falcon... Captain America, like we saw the story of how that happened.
Mm.
It's not a case where they just turned up and said, "Yeah, he's Negro now."
Yeah, that is perfect. That's it. Yeah, there was a progression towards he earned the right to become Captain America. Mm. Can't just wake up one day and say, "Yeah, Captain America's black." Crack on.
And then even like the aspect of like, yeah, he could have been black, but he was actually an experiment instead. Just to see if the serum worked.
Mm.
And then you can obviously see...
interesting idea.
It was... No, because we actually saw it on the
series. Yeah, my man.
Yeah. We saw it in the series and it just saw how it was developed. But then when you just throw it in the face, it's just like...
Yeah.
Because there's one YouTuber... Well, he's more than a YouTuber, but he's very in comics. And he was speaking about like, I think this is great, but at the end of the day, he's always been a man. And I've always read the comics and he's always been a man. Of course, there is this one comic where they say that the Silver Surfer gave powers to a woman, but that's the only aspect where she's ever been a woman. Other than that, he's always been a man. So I don't know how they're going to change it. And quite literally, we see Lakeith and we think, okay, yeah, he's a great actor in everything that he does. My man shaved his hair.
Lakeith shaved his head for it.
No, he just shaved his hair. He doesn't have to go gym like and then get mad brolic like what's his name? What's my man's name?
Man of Steel.
Nah, the one who ran away. From the white woman.
Oh, Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors. He doesn't have to go and get brolic like him. But at least like still have somewhat of a physique where he's almost similar to the Silver Surfer we saw back in the noughties.
Mm.
So
that's the dishwasher.
Yeah. But other than that, I just think that it's a massive, massive move. And as you said, just
let's see, because I was happy with the castings for the actual Fantastic Four. Like, I don't have too much of an opinion. I think all of the actors they've got in the role roles are serviceable. This just seems like a misstep, especially after they'd said they're not trying to, I don't want to say woke, but they're not just trying to fill a quota.
Well, they definitely hit the quota.
Well, they said that themselves, that they were trying to move away from doing that. And then you just go and do this. I don't know what the story is. Maybe within the context of the film, it needs to be a female Silver Surfer. But I just don't think people want that. Because we're now having this discussion. Like, we could have just had a decision that we could have all been happy with.
Yeah.
But now we have to have this discussion again with Disney Marvel or something that's related to Disney. I just feel like they don't want to learn.
I think the risk that they're taking is too vast, and the amount of money that they've lost.
That's it. They just turned lost around in an infinite. They are not. Disney used to be very good at one thing, and that was telling good stories.
Great stories.
And they have lost. They are losing peas because they've put the message above telling a story. Mm. You look at everything they put out over the last, I'm going to say, post-pandemic, has been trash. They are hemorrhaging money on films because there's always a message. Feel how you feel about Little Mermaid with the value of hindsight, and she's an incredible woman, didn't need to be race bent.
Yeah, you didn't need to recast it.
You don't even need to really do the live actions, if I'm being real.
No, you might have done the live action.
Bunnell does live action.
Yeah, no, I don't think a single live action is good.
I think
a live action would have been necessary, but had you just kept a white ginger woman.
But no, my problem is
the amount of money they would have made and the amount of noise they would have made would be astronomical in terms of the net positive, it would have been amazing. The fact that he went with
Hayley, you want to say?
Yeah, Hayley. As you said, wonderful woman, beautiful woman. Nah, B.
Nah, I want her to win. I don't want it to be confusing me to think I don't want black women to get roles. No, I've been watching it.
I've seen it.
Was it Crab Caribbean?
Yeah, but the accent was spooky.
It always was. They probably got Jonah Hill to do it.
The accent was beautiful.
What, Chet Hanks?
Not that bad. I felt like away. Just watching it, just annoyed.
This is what I'm saying. Like, to be fair, in my opinion, it didn't need to be made. Or don't just tell the same story you told in the 90s and tell it again in the hopes that it's for a new audience. At least repackage it. Give something different. You just told the same film. I've seen that. No, I've race seen that
bend,
film.
Gender bends. Just give it.
I just felt like the CGI. It just felt weird.
The CGI looked arse as well.
Even like the Lion King one, it just felt weird to me.
The Lion King CGI is actually phenomenal.
But it looks good, but it just feels weird.
Animals shouldn't look like that.
Yeah, just when they talk, it just feels weird. Yeah, to me. It doesn't have the same kind of.
These times I'm hearing there's a number two. Yeah.
What, Lion King 2? They're making Lion King 2 again. Oh, they need to leave it out, man.
But
I mean, it's I'll be down for Beyoncé album number 2.
She just released a new one.
In terms of Lion
Cowboy
King.
Cowboy
Heart. Oh, yeah.
This ain't Texas. Listen, man.
Oh, she's a clown.
I say what I want to say about that album.
Wow.
Nah, she's not clown. Sorry, I'll take that back immediately.
Yeah, you podcast better take it back. They come for you. They come for your work. Come for your yard. Yeah.
She's an incredible artist. I'm so sorry. But what I just...
Apparently they're divorced.
You said this, but what? Is that actually true?
Yeah, because of the fact that there was no brunch, one, including the Diddy aspect.
Yeah, I think they're going to lay off those brunches.
And then the second part as well is the fact that they've not really been together in the way that they're... There's just so much speculation that they might be divorced.
I mean,
have at it.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
but they're just keeping it quiet. Like, you know how Jay-Z would move, just keeping it quiet.
Fair enough. That's an L for him.
Yeah. I was going to talk about, but if, I don't think we have enough time, but
we'll talk
about on another episode. But I was watching, you know, what's his name? Stephen, Diary of a CEO.
Yeah, Bartlett.
Yeah. He has that guy who's like, he's biohacking, he's reversing his age.
Oh, he's transitioning.
I wouldn't say transitioning, but biohacking and changing his age. Okay. Like his physical age. Mm. So like, you know, like how you can go to a health clinic and then go have a full body checkup and then they'll tell you what age you are. So he is, I don't know how old he is now. I think he's like in his 50s, I would say, but he's trying to go back. I think now he's reached the age of like 25. Because like he's reversed like a lot of things. And in my mind, I was thinking to myself, do you mind are you looking forward to getting old?
No.
It's kind of, it is a scary thing.
To be blunt.
Things just stop working.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah, I hear it.
I'm not looking forward to it at all. It kind of scares me a bit, but
as opposed to
I hear it.
Living young for the
would you be immortal if it was offered?
Nah, I don't think I'd want to be immortal.
How long would you want to live for? If someone said, oh yeah, as long as you don't like, you can still die by natural causes. So if a plane goes down, you're done.
I don't know. It's a hard
as long as you remain healthy.
It's a hard question to answer.
I would want
to do 1,000 years.
My grandkids.
You want to do 1,000?
1,000.
Jesus, I don't think I'd want to be around to see everyone that I care about. That's
yeah, no, nah, but I don't know why people...
That's painful.
I'd have a...
You think 1,000 would be a tough innings?
Yeah, I think
I could do 1,000.
No, 1,000 in this form.
Oh, yeah, but what do you mean?
1,000 years in like in this form.
Oh,
like
as in...
you don't get old. I mean, do you get old? Do you want to get old? Oh, but you age like...
Yeah, you can't age... 1,000.
You should be stationary, bro.
Yeah, no, because I would definitely believe like you would want to age 1,000 years, but
the body you have now.
But you age, like, let's say you're aging up to like 100, but you age like you're aging 1,000. So like you stay
your scale of age, aligns to.
So what you stay one?
So you stay like right now. We stay 29 for 100 years.
Do you know what I could do with that? The miles.
Listen, no. But I
Genghis, that's what I gotta say.
Well, boy, Nikki said you Genghis. Fucked the old buddy. That's
the new buddy.
I don't think that's painful though.
I don't think I'd do it.
In the aspect of
so
like,
how long? What's the mental? Longest?
I would say up to 90, bruv.
90?
Yeah.
Nah, give yourself like have a blast.
No, I would say 90. Because I'd want to see my great grandkids, but then more so in the aspect of like, I would still just want to just take life easy. Like, I'll still want to be healthy, physically strong, bones, tendons, everything like nice. But at the age of 90, I would rather just like,
that's give me
the
a time thousand.
Just like done. Because if you live for 1,000 years, how many people, like that's a lot. Like how many relationships do you have to have?
Yeah, like, drop me out.
Yeah.
I'm tired, bro. I've seen and this then, too many times. I've seen this rodeo for too many times.
Drop and then now out, you're bro. Hesitant to even get in a relationship with someone who actually does really genuinely care for you. That's like, that's 30 years. You have to see him die. You have to then take him to their grave.
And then it's too much pain by the end of time you're done.
Their niece. Because their niece looks nice. And you're like, you know what?
Their niece?
Yeah, but that's you living for 1,000 years. I didn't want to live for 1,000 years.
That's not even where my mind went. But I hear it. That's a
you could go and explore in space and stuff like that, and then people might
explore in space.
Yeah,
with the blue niggas.
Go live with Thor and them, man.
With Pandora. Hit that. What's it called? Avatar. Avatar Cooch.
Avatar Cooch was crazy.
Yeah, it would be a weird experience for me for 1,000 years. I would say up until 90.
I hate you still.
Because if I live for 1,000 years, I'm just out here making sure that legacy is just everywhere. But then again, it might get to a point where you might touch your great 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 grandchild and you never even knew. You might get into that relationship. And be like, oh, you're my seed.
What the?
All right, let's.
Yeah,
no, I'm just exploring your idea, innit? You want to live to 1,000.
I see your point.
And then how are you going to have that conversation with your great grandchild? Oh, yeah, I remember back in the day in 2024, me and the guys were doing podcasts. I mean, I made money now, but, you know, we were the guys. And then they died. Then I got to know their kids. They died.
Yeah, it's sad, but I'm sticking with my answer. Music.
Bryson Tiller Chow.
And that's even wild. Let's say, yeah, this is 1,000 years from, let's say it was 1024. You would have been lynched 100 times.
Yeah. 1024.
How's he keep coming back? We can't get rid of this guy.
That's a wild life.
Oh, this song is arse, but for some reason it's so infectious. Soaked by Shy Smith.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I don't even know. Is There More by Drake?
Great song.
Yeah.
Great song. Woo! Great song. Great song. Underrated song, that song. So it's on Scorpion, isn't it? Like the one of the last songs on Side A. Great song, man.
What is it?
Is There More?
How would you describe it if you had to?
Introspective Drake.
Oh, okay.
It's the last song of When I'm Out of the Deal. Listen to someone saying, how do you feel?
All right, main chat for podcast episode, what was this? 239?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.